Good evening, this is Sawani, Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 11th August 2021. Top stories for today. Health Minister Dato Sri Dr. Adam Baba earlier today urged those with information on syndicates selling forged COVID-19 digital vaccination certificates to come forward to lodge an official complaint with the Health Ministry in order for a police report to be filed. He said after the government announced certain perks for those who have completed their two doses, the demand for the vaccine certificates have been increasing among anti-vaxxers. The teacher who allegedly made inappropriate rape jokes in class, which was exposed by Ain Husniza Saiful Nizam, claims that the defamatory remarks by the 17-year-old and her parents have caused mental distress that led him to suffer emotional anguish. According to a letter of demand addressed to Ain and her parents, the physical education teacher is seeking damages of 1 million ringgit as well as an apology for the alleged defamatory remarks she made. Negeri Sembilan Deputy Police Chief SEC Dato Che Zakaria Othman said a total of 512 police personnel and their family members tested positive for COVID-19 since January this year, following assignments to curb the spread of the pandemic. Of the total, two individuals had died but stressed that the infection rate among the police force in the state was still under control. On the international front, Indonesia's army has ended the invasive virginity testing for female recruits, according to Human Rights Watch. The military previously said the tests were vital in determining recruits' morality. General Andika Perkasa, Chief of Staff of the Tentara Nasional Indonesia Angkatan Darat, announced the health test requirements for female cadets would no longer be different to those of their male counterparts. Over in Britain, Heathrow Airport recorded a surge in the number of passengers in July as the government relaxed travel restrictions and a recovery was underway, but warned that the overall numbers were still down 80% on pre-pandemic levels as many barriers remain. Heathrow said that over 1.5 million travellers passed through the airport in July, making it the busiest month since March 2020, prior to the COVID-19 lockdown that began in Europe. And New Zealand designates Indonesia and Fiji as very high-risk countries due to rising of COVID-19 infection numbers and has placed limits on travel from them. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.